It was a no ordinary dip in the pool for triple threat athlete Amanda Arnett when she swam to first place at the regional Special Olympic qualifiers. For the 100-meter freestyle swim finals, Arnett's time was only 2 minutes and 52.57 seconds, blowing her competition out of the water in the Comox Valley on February 25. "I felt very proud and I knew my family would be proud," Arnett said, reflecting on the moment she made it to the finish line. Arnett excelled and has the chance to qualify for the Special Olympic Provincials, which will be hosted by Prince George next year. However, her victory wasn't without doubt. At one point during the swimmer's first place race, she thought she had been disqualified. "I thought I touched the bottom of the pool," Arnett said. However, she was shocked to find out that she had not only qualified but also won the race. Arnett also competed in the 50-meter freestyle finals, the 50-meter and 100-meter backstroke finals, and the 200-meter freestyle and 200-meter backstroke competitions. Arnett first became interested in swimming when a friend from her independent living program told her about the Special Olympics. From there, Arnett started practicing. "I just love swimming. So I wanted to join and I'm so glad I did because it keeps me fit," she said. The athlete also competes in the Special Olympics for both bowling and golf. Arnett also found her passion for 10-pin bowling through another friend in the same program. "I was like, that sounds fun. So I tried it out and now I have my ball and my bag and all that stuff." Soon after, Arnett took a liking to golf after watching a family member play. Initially, she practiced on Cedar Hill Golf Course, conveniently located across the street from her home. "My brother-in-law, he plays golf a lot, and I just thought I'd take after him a little bit." Arnett's excited for the upcoming round of golf and bowling regionals. Her next competition will be the bowling regionals, held in Victoria on March 17. Read more. Parents cautiously optimistic about BC budget's dyslexia supports.